I'm Sotantar Kaur Anderson, and we run the Mana Foods Market in Carbondale.
Talk about how Mana Food kind of came in after the co-op closed.
We've had our nonprofit status. We had our nonprofit status for over a year and had spoken to the board about the possibility of being a nonprofit entity with them, and they were interested. And so when they decided it was time to close, my husband had just found out that they were closing, so we thought it was a great opportunity to buy it and keep the mission going.
You're not the co-op, is that correct?
No, we're not the co-op. We're the Adi Shakti Ashram. We're a nonprofit. Mana is only part of our mission. Our mission is to support sustainable agriculture and then teach people about sattvic yoga and a healthy lifestyle.
It's run by the ashram?
Yes.
And it's a nonprofit store. How does that work?
It's a very delicate thing because I actually helped start the co-op, and it is actually under the state legislation as a cooperative. And so a nonprofit is allowed to have a revenue stream. It's just that all the profit has to go back into supporting the nonprofit. So like KD&K, you have a director that makes a good wage. Like, that is the same idea, that everybody gets paid, but the money goes back into supporting the people creating it.
And I would imagine it goes back into inventory.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's just a building it over time thing.
Talk about what you're going to do this summer with local produce.
Well, our goal always is to get as much local produce as we can, and it's just a fine line. We're in a Roaring Fork Valley Farmer Coalition. We have one of our members in there, and she's working with them to see if they will highlight, like, a certain farm will do all carrots, a certain farm will do all our beets. So that's in negotiation, but we're also just calling as many farmers out as we can, welcoming them to participate. We work with farm runners out of Peonia, and they're a distribution network. They're just getting started, and what they're doing is incredible, and we'd like to support it. They go to the local farmers, and then they bring the food over into the Roaring Fork Valley.
What can you tell us about your spirituality?
It's a yoga practice, and so sattvic is an interesting word. Sattvic translates as pure, and when you hear the word bodhisattvic, a bodhisattvic is someone who allows any energy to come through them, and they elevate it into love. And so our yoga practice, the sattvic yoga, is just a conduit of energy. Our physiology and kundalini were designed to be perfectly healthy all the time. And in the enlightened kundalini, your body already has the framework for perfect health. And so it's a big job to teach people this, because mostly people are tuned into products and doctors and things that they need. So we'll be teaching our yoga for free and sharing all the information, because we know that really health isn't about adding anything, it's about giving stuff up. And so a good part of what we do is meditation, mantra of course, and then the kriyas, the movement. We do it, we teach it, but it's not essential. The more simple your life is and the less you're adding, like, I think I need this, I think I'm sick, I think I need that, the less you're adding and just simplifying, the healthier you will become.
So what's going to be new here at the store?
Well, us. We call ourselves the creative food people, and our mana is actually a term that means spiritual nourishment. And so it's the integrity, the intention, the awareness, the blessing that you put into your food. My husband makes all our food with mantra. We play mantra in the store. It's vibration. So Gurmukh, that's the mantra that we, and we'll carry Gurmukh CDs, share information with people about it. But also the creativity of food, the stuff coming out is just amazing, like quinoa chocolate bars and quinoa chips, and there's a new yerba mate soda. I mean, it's just outrageous. All these industries are trying to lift the grade of better food products, less sugar content. Organic is our mission. Every time I look in the food catalog, it's overwhelming how much creativity is out there.
You know, KD&K is in our spring membership drive. What do you think is important about KD&K and public radio?
Oh, we love it. We love public radio. actually, my husband is doing a Sunday sadhana, and he goes over in like an hour and a half our practice that we do every morning. And Katie and Kay led him on there and invited him and taught him everything. It's changed him. Like, he goes in there and he feels like he's really sharing with the entire planet. And in essence, KD&K is that portal, because you can get on your cell phone and turn it on, the live stream. I've always loved KD&K. I've always supported them. And then just recently seeing my husband just blossom from doing it and so loving it and how embracing the community was, it's just an important part. Like, we live in one of the most blessed places on earth, and like, the freedom that we have and the ability to be creative is unbelievable, and each one of these things contributes. And this community, with the creativity that each person brings and each group brings, it just keeps taking us higher and higher in this, like, it's like an epiphany of culture. It's an amazing thing.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for what you guys are doing. We're so grateful to participate.